Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com, and phones are loaded up here, so we are going to get to the calls, and then hopefully we'll talk about the TSA's continued failure. But first, we go to Tallahassee, and Adam, listening on WUTL-FM. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. Good to hear from Tallahassee. We don't get enough calls from your station. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, guys, I've actually heard you guys like one or two other times, but I don't really get to listen to the radio that much on like Saturday nights and stuff. But tonight I was just sitting around, and just to let you know, I'm 23 years old. I grew up in a conservative background, and I've just now really started to get interested in politics. And I hear about Ron Paul and stuff, and I heard you guys tonight talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that I hear on the radio, whenever I can listen to it during the week, I hear a lot of conservative radio on this station. We got Bill O'Reilly and things like that. And Bill O'Reilly, he seems to diss Ron Paul anytime that he's brought up.
Yeah.
And he said how, you know, he was on his show and he kind of shut him down. And, you know, I was just listening to you guys tonight, and it sounds like a lot of cool stuff. You know, it's very, I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. But
sure, it's all right, man.
We're definitely pro Ron Paul here.
I get nervous
that's
too.
I'm getting, and it sounds like there's some good stuff going on with what he has to do. And I just want to see if y'all saw that interview that was on TV or whatever, and, you know, your input and feedback.
Which interview, the Glenn Beck one?
No, apparently Bill O'Reilly was interviewed, or he interviewed Ron Paul on TV.
I haven't seen Ron Paul on Bill O'Reilly's show in the
months. I would hope that Ron Paul wouldn't be silly enough to go on that.
If it wasn't on TV, it was on the radio. And then he just made it sound like, oh, I guess it was with his policy with the war or whatever.
You know, O'Reilly, this might have been O'Reilly could have been referencing something that might have been a year old. You know, he might have had Ron Paul on.
Ron Paul's been House of Representatives. You know, he's a 10-time representative, so it could have been any time.
If I may, I'd like to explain. Bill O'Reilly, you know, he hates freedom, see? So, of course he's going to attack Ron Paul. Bill O'Reilly's an authoritarian. He's a statist. He believes that, you know, the government should be able to control our lives in several different ways, and he doesn't like it when Ron Paul gets on the air and starts talking about liberty and, you know, being able to control your life and you know, just direct it in the direction you want it to go without having to ask permission from government bureaucrats first. Bill O'Reilly, as much as he positions himself as a man of the people, is just another, you know, just another guy that wants to control your life.
Yeah.
Now, what Ron Paul's position on the war is, I don't think that he doesn't like the war like I don't like it. But he thinks that Congress should have declared war against Iraq instead of saying to the president, oh, well, you do whatever you think you should do, because that's not the president's role. The Congress, while it's in session, is supposed to declare war. Now, of course, we needed a commander-in-chief of the military at the time, in the times when people traveled from Georgia to Washington, D.C., on the back of a frickin' horse to make a decision to declare war. Obviously, the commander-in-chief right there in Washington should be able to move the troops around and that kind of thing. But now, the president's become so much more. We haven't declared war since 1941, but we're the world's policemen. It's wrong. And Ron Paul just wants to return us to a constitutional use of the military.
Any other thoughts?
No, that makes complete sense. Well, actually, real quick, what do you think? I mean, it just seems like you don't hear enough about Ron Paul. I mean, is there even any point for him running?
Of course there is.
You're going to hear more and more as time goes by. He's going to do very well in New Hampshire, no matter what the media decides to tell you. He's going to do very well here. And as much as Fox News might not like it, as much as Sean Hannity might not like it, Ron Paul is going to place rather well in both Illinois and New Hampshire.
You mean Iowa.
Iowa, excuse me.
But the reason you're not hearing about him is because the mainstream media mostly is making making a concerted effort to not talk about Ron Paul, again, because they have this establishment interest in promoting the name candidates, and they want to pretend like Ron Paul doesn't have a chance. I don't know if you got the news on this one, Adam, but on December 16th, Ron Paul's campaign, they raised over over $6 million on one day.
Yeah, yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah, it was the biggest donations in a day ever.
Yep, biggest day ever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's just, it's record-setting, it's unprecedented, especially for a campaign which the media would like to pretend doesn't exist. So really, I think we're going to see some pretty neat things coming up here. And if you're not getting enough Ron Paul coverage from the shows you're listening to, of course, you can always listen to Free Talk Live on Saturday nights there on WUTL. You know, this isn't the Ron Paul show, but we do check in from time to time with what he's doing. And also, we do a weeknight show, which you can listen to online at freetalklive.com. Or better yet, this applies to you, Adam, and anybody else listening to a station that only carries us on Saturdays. Pick up the phone and call the program director at your favorite radio station there and talk to him and say, hey, I like Free Talk Live on Saturdays. Let's see what we can do about getting the weeknight show. Just tell them that that's something you might want to hear, and they'll take that under advisement. It might just happen sooner rather than later. And Adam, thanks for the call, dude. Good hearing from you. And congratulations on your new journey into the world of politics. It's a despicable, disgusting world for the most part. But unfortunately, you know, these people want to control your life. So it's really in your best interest to get involved to some extent, or to at least understand what's going on in the world out there, and to know how it affects your life. Because otherwise, they're just going to keep regulating you and passing new taxes and getting ever more intrusive into your personal affairs.
Right. But you may not care about politics and government stuff, but the politicians and the government really cares about you and what's going
money.
On in your wallet,
yep.
And how they can control your life. And that seems to be, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, your well-being doesn't matter to them in any way, shape, or form, really. But they care about your money and enslaving you.
Exactly. Let's continue with Vince in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Mark and Ian. How are you doing tonight?
Good, sir. Vince, what's on your mind?
Hey, I liked your show last night. You guys are really talking about things I've harped on for years, and the Libertarian Party's harped on for years about trial without jury, or we're getting our freedoms taken away, especially the trial, or having a trial without juries.
Yeah, where these judges just sort of administer trials without even really giving you the chance to have a jury trial, or pretending like you don't have that option.
You were talking about that guy in Lima, Ohio, where the FBI came in and seized $400,000 out of his safe in his home.
Yep. Took his life savings. 63-year-old man.
And, you know, but it goes on for, not just in that area, you know, in the war on drugs. But, you know, Senator Dale O'Connor said this, I believe in 1989, Supreme Court Justice said that we do not have the right to face our accusers. And this was in a child pedophile case where this man was charged with lewd acts and sexual acts.
Really?
Several children.
Right. Well, he probably wanted to face the children. They said, whoa, I don't know about that.
Yeah, the children later recanted, and you know, that's becoming another can of worms. But, you know, this is what's happening in our country today. And most people don't, you know, you sit there and you talk about, or you talk about the lady that got raped over in Iraq, and they couldn't bring it even to the military tribunals. They had to go in front of an arbitrator.
Right. Sick.
Can you imagine doing that in this country? You know, having an arbitrator, you know, say if you've got, you know, your place of work and someone, one of the employees that works there, robs you, and now you can't take that to court because you signed a piece of paper that says it.
Especially it's when the company gets to choose who the arbitrator is. Arbitration can be a great form of solving disputes, but only if it's administered fairly. And if the company has an arbitrator in its pocket, which it certainly appeared that way with the Halliburton case, where the gal got TDI, was that the name of the company that she was working for?
KBR.
KBR, excuse me.
KBR, but see, this is going on and on and on. I mean, you know, because I... There's one scholarly program I watched called American Democracy in Action, and this former Supreme Court Justice of Oregon, she said that we basically have let prosecutors and judges legislatures decide which laws we're voting for and which ones we're not.
They sure do, and it's so sad. And Vince, thank you for the call. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 21st, 2007. Gold, $801,990. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, $411.15 for half, $205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, $411.15, and $205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is the live Saturday show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for you at freetalklive.com. Going right back into the calls, let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Dennis, New Hampshire, going once, Dennis in New Hampshire.
Sorry about that, guys.
There he is.
Dennis, what's on your mind?
Hey, you guys were talking about conservatives in New Hampshire, and actually not just conservatives, just Ron Paul doing well in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing a lot of conservatives, like New Hampshire conservatives, the ones that are active in the party and stuff, going for Ron Paul, largely because of the Free Staters they know.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Like several members of the, like the Central New Hampshire Republican organization. Pretty cool.
Well, I consider it very good news.
Yeah, it's definitely good news. But, wasn't it great that scary little man Tancredo dropped out of the race?
Yeah.
I guess.
He's
not
as frightening to me as Huckabee, though.
I have mixed feelings about that because I feel like the more warmongers there are in the race, the more diluted the warmonger vote will be, and the better Ron Paul will do. So, while I don't care much for any of those other guys, and I don't mind seeing them drop out at the same time, I wonder how that's going to affect the final polling.
I think Tancredo actually was the perfect guy to drop out because, really, he was the one attracting the otherwise constitutional-type Republicans. It's the ones that just don't understand that you can't destroy the Constitution to save it from the brown people.
Mm.
Aside from that one point.
They're awesome. Out there.
Anyways, I really actually wanted to call because I have a exclusive interview, exclusive FTL information.
What's that?
Really? The president of the John Birch Society, mm-hmm. John McManus, is going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum the same day as Ron Paul.
That is going to draw a lot of people, the John Birch Society.
Now, I've heard they're a conspiracy group. What is that? What are they all about?
They're kind of a conspiracy group, but they're sort of hugely anti-communist, officially anti-communist, which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, certainly.
In a way, they remind me a little bit of the Ayn Rand people in that their philosophy is kind of similar, except they're as religious Christian as Ayn Rand is atheist.
Mm.
And they kind of do a lot of conspiracy theory stuff. But
got it.
Philosophically, they are so on board, and a lot of stuff is not a conspiracy.
Very good. Well, that's good to know. And adding to the already just extended list of speakers going to be attending the upcoming 2008 Liberty Forum, which is happening, and it's good that you brought this up, Dennis, because I was already planning on talking about it this segment. It's happening coming up January 3rd through the 6th in Nashua, New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about it, to learn all of the speakers that are going to be there. Who are you most excited about seeing, Dennis, this year? Which speakers most interest you?
Well, pretty much the keynotes, especially, Ron Paul and Bernard von Nuthaus, because, geez, it looks like if he can survive another 2 weeks as a free man, this could be very fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great to see Bernard there. There's going to be so many people at this. The last one, how many were there, 150 or something like that?
100
people? No, it was like 300-something.
Oh, yeah.
It was a sellout.
Diluted here, sorry.
Speaking of like the Ayn Rand people, the executive director of the Atlas Society, who I can honestly say I've never heard of because I didn't really keep up with the Ayn Rand stuff. But
I would assume that it's objectivists.
Yeah, the objectivists club is what they called it in my college, which, is very cool.
Now, you're not the organizer of the Liberty Forum, but I know you're fairly closely involved.
I serve as a webmaster.
Do we know if there are any available, any available rooms left in the hotel at this point?
The hotel, I think, they did like a special end game deal. I have no idea if they're sold out or not, but if you go to the hotel page, I think it asks you to send an email, and you almost have to have a secret handshake at this point.
Interesting. So better get on it right now. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. I'm really looking forward to being there. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. Of course, I'm excited about seeing Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. He's going to be there. Jim Babka, of course, our friend from DownsizedDC.org. Always love to see Jim. He's going to be in attendance. All kinds of great libertarian speakers going to be in attendance.
I'm looking at seeing the listeners. Also, Kane from the WWE.
He's going to be there on Thursday night, too.
I can't wait. I just want to watch him wading through the people because he's like 7 feet tall and 400 pounds. He's a gigantic man.
Yeah, but you'll know him because he's also probably going to be one of the nicest guys in the race.
Very nice man.
I'm really looking forward, actually, to going to the State House that day because there is nothing that is cooler than having 50 libertarians descend upon the State House it just freaks them out.
You should go. What you should do is go and look at their the schedule over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. A lot of really cool events are going to be happening. In some cases, it's going to be difficult to choose what to go to because there's just so much going on. And then, of course, there's just the impromptu things that happen when you're just around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same place. You go out to lunch and breakfast, and you
don't
socialize.
The Sickle CAA cocktail party on Thursday.
Thursday night. So good reason to arrive early. Dennis, thanks for the exclusive. We appreciate it, as always, and good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Becky in Keene, New Hampshire, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays.
Hey, what's
Thank
on
you.
Your mind tonight?
First of all, that caller last hour, Lou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's Lou. One of the reasons why we're the most hated country in the world.
Well, you know, Lou likes to call in and give us some trouble, and he definitely represents an opinion that's contrary to ours.
I like it when Lou calls in because it's good to have someone conflict with our viewpoint.
And he's not a bad debater, so.
Yeah, but
thing.
Why are you guys condoning rampant stupidity?
We invite all of the stupid to call our show, Becky. It's just
but,
fun.
Last hour, you guys were talking about adoption and all these kids that need to go to get homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fact the studies show that kids that stay in the institutions as opposed to kids that are actually adopted out actually end up having lower IQ. Mm-hmm. And so Mark was suggesting that we really need to do everything we can to lessen government regulations and get these kids into people's homes, whoever it is that wants them, you know, as long as they're not violent people, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if a gay couple wants them, then why shouldn't they be able to have them?
Well, speaking of retarded government regulations, my best friend of 10 years that is still in Connecticut mm-hmm. was trying to adopt a child.
Mm-hmm.
And she called the state, said, okay, I want to go through all the rigmarole to adopt a kid now because her and her husband can't have any right now.
Right.
They won't let her adopt the child because her husband is epileptic.
Because he's epileptic now.
Yes.
But an epileptic guy that if they could have kids, it wouldn't matter. You know, it's just so silly.
Wow. That's despicable.
Tell me about it.
You know, and there's kids. There's these kids that are going to end up in foster homes. They're going to end up
right.
in orphanages. They're going to end up in all kinds of bad
exactly.
scenarios. And they would adopt them and take good care of that
right.
child.
I mean, are they worried that they're going to see him have a seizure or something like that?
I
mean,
I have no idea. And the thing is, you know, he's out working most of the time anyway. So my friend would actually be the primary caretaker.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
The state of Connecticut is just. Stupid.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with governments all over, though. Just arbitrary
yeah,
rules that they put in place, and, you know, it could be Connecticut, it could be Haiti, it could be any place, you know.
I've actually seen kids on like, both sides of the issue, kids that have been in orphanage and kids that have been in families
mm-hmm.
all the way through, and the studies are dead on.
Yeah.
I mean,
please, what we need to do is get these kids out of the hands of the government and put them in the hands of people that actually care about them, like charities and other organizations. Thanks for the call, Becky. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hardworking Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less. Stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to give you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for.
So call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 1-800-396-1316 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 1-800-396-1316. 1-800-396-1316. That's 1-800-396-1316.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Poland, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid, and it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own hazard kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your hazard kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can sit in control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. It is, of course, completely free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. According to USA Today, federal prosecutors are targeting a rising number of law enforcement officers for alleged brutality, Justice Department's statistics show. The heightened prosecutions come as the nation's largest police union fears that agencies are dropping standards to fill thousands of vacancies and scrimping on training. Cases in which police, prison guards, and other law enforcement authorities have used excessive force or other tactics to violate victims' civil rights have increased by 25% from fiscal years 2001 to 2007 over the previous 7 years, the department says. Now, remember, these are the cases that have increased by 25%. Now, in order for there to be a case, someone must bring a complaint or bring some charges. So there are more instances of police brutality and corruption and the police using their power unjustly on people, on innocent people out there, but many of those cases go unreported. Many of those cases stay quiet. The victims stay quiet because they're afraid to death.
They've already had some trouble with the police.
Right.
What are they, you know, who's going to investigate these police and how is it going to turn out well for them? Likely it won't.
anybody that's been paying attention to this sort of the rise of the police state mentality in this country can tell you that every time the police come under question for their actions, it, 9 times out of 10, if not more than 9 out of 10 times, the police get off completely scot-free from whatever the incident is. It almost, the only thing you can do as a police officer that won't guarantee that you keep your job is to molest a kid. Or maybe kill somebody. But even in the case of killing people, the cops get away with it all the time. I've got a story about that here in a few moments we can get to, but a little bit more from this story. During the same period, the department says it won 53% more convictions. Some cases result in multiple convictions. Federal records show the vast majority of police brutality cases referred by investigators are not prosecuted. Mm. So the cases that come in, they just say, well, we can't do anything about that. Right. Sorry. Steph gonna, oh, sorry, they shot your husband? Well, oh, they killed your dog? Well, sorry, nothing we can do.
Yeah, and they, you know, they kill dogs all the time.
You wouldn't believe how often they kill dogs.
It is the practice of a lot of police officers to just kill the dog.
Because they can. I mean, the dog's not going to bring charges, and it's the cop. All they
can always say it was threatening me.
Right. That's all they have to say is I felt scared.
Right. I thought the dog was going to bite me, so I shot it dead.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was on the family's property for no good reason.
Oh yeah, there have been instances where the police have been cutting through someone else's lawn to get to a different house that they were supposed to be going mm-hmm. to, and then a dog will come run up at them and bark or something, and they'll shoot it in the head. I'm not exaggerating this.
Yeah.
University of Toledo law professor David Harris, who analyzes police conduct issues, says it'll take time to determine whether the cases represent a sustained period of more aggressive prosecutions or the beginnings of a surge in misconduct. The cases involve only a fraction of the estimated 800,000 police in the United States, as the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police. Even so, he says they're concerned that reduced standards, training, and promotion of less experienced officers into the higher police ranks could undermine more rigid supervision. So we already know that the police as a whole have a whole lot of, they've got a major problem with corruption. They've got a major problem with rogue cops going out there and, you know, making up the law on the spot, that sort of thing. And now they're telling us they're reducing their standards. We already know how bad the cops are. Now they're lowering their standards. Mm-hmm. So even scummier cops can come in there.
Scary.
And then when you talk to the good guys, you see, we hear from two kinds of cops on this show. And I always love hearing from law enforcers. It's always interesting to talk to you guys. 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in here. But I can pretty much categorize cops into two categories. The good guys and the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the bad guys call in, and I hesitate to say they're all bad that take this position. It's just my instinct, okay? But I believe that the ones that call in and say, when we're talking about a corrupt cop story, we're talking about a bad cop, then you get a cop to call in and say, well, that's just they're just a few bad apples. Cops aren't like that. 99% of these cops are good guys. They just want to help people. That sounds really nice, but I don't believe it, because then there are the other guys that call in. The cops that have been on the force for 8, 10, 12 years that we've talked to that have...
Several, quite honestly. We've talked to quite a few throughout the years.
They have quit their jobs.
Or intend to quit their jobs, or just disgusted by what they see, too scared to say anything.
Because of the corruption. Because there's so much of
it out
there.
Because corruption rises through the ranks.
Yes.
That it's not the low-level cops that you're worried about being corrupt. It's the high-level ones.
Well, it's all of
them. And they enforce their corruption down on the lower guys.
Right, and then they protect the bad guys, so when a bad cop does something, he's protected by his higher-ups, and he's, you know, the thin blue line closes, and they lock the ranks up, and they come to the defense of the scummiest of cops, and it really discourages the good guys, because they feel like there's nothing they can do about it. They don't want to go out on a limb and try to get their coworkers in trouble, because they're probably rightfully afraid that they're going to be targeted for some sort of retaliation by these bad cops. The impression we get from the good cops that call in is that corruption is rampant. But then there are the other cops that call in. We don't know who they are. They claim to be police. And they always say, oh, 99% of cops are good guys. there are just a few bad apples. I don't believe that for a moment. I do believe there are probably some really newbie cops that take that viewpoint, that haven't been around long enough to really see how bad some of their coworkers are. I think that there are probably a handful of newbies that will take that position. But I think that anybody that's in has been in policing for more than a year or two would know that that's just not true, that it's not just a few bad apples.
Well, what I can tell you is I was in prison for almost 9 years, and I had to deal with I worked for the cops, so, you know, I was right there amongst them every day, and I wouldn't have said I wouldn't have gone nearly that high. Maybe 25% of them were bad, just bad people, and yeah,
1 out of 4, that's pretty bad.
I wouldn't have said the highest
1%.
Ranks, but certainly there were plenty of mean, vicious, sadistic dudes that were up in the higher ranks. And you know, one of the meanest men I ever met was one of the officers, you know, the higher level officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said that maybe 25% were really, really good people. Good people that wanted to do the right thing every single time. That's what they attempted to do.
Right.
They followed their moral compass, and they tried to do that. Now, they may have been right or wrong, but they tried to do the right thing. And then most of them were just the sort of 50% that was in the middle. They were people doing a job.
Following orders.
Yeah, they were just doing what they were told to do. They just didn't care that much. They were going to do whatever they were told to do. They were just sort of
functionaries.
Sheep. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when they are following a bad order, they're being bad cops.
That much would be true.
Yeah.
And you know, if a bad guy comes along and says, a bad
administrator
lieutenant comes along and says, yeah, kick that guy to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to do that.
Mm.
They're not going to stand up. They're not going to say anything. Now, the good ones would say, I'm not going
to
do that.
Right. And then as a result, they'll get promoted to the overnight or, you know, demoted to the overnight shift or stuck in the overnight shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the one guy had called in from Texas when we spoke with him a few weeks ago. He's stuck in the overnights. He can't get out of there because he's being punished for being one of the good guys.
Usually cops want to be on the overnights because that's when the action happens.
I don't know if that's true.
Correctional officers do not.
If there's action that's going to happen, well, it might happen during the overnight, but usually there's just not much going on.
No, I think that most usually when, the action happens for cops at night.
I think it depends. I think probably more so in the evening than the overnights necessarily.
I don't know how far overnights, but most cop shifts are at 10, 12 hours. So overnights is evenings too.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I know the cop I was thinking of starts his shift at 11 at night and goes to like 7 a.m.
Yeah, he's going to see a lot of action there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That's not the impression I got from what he said. More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. Bring up anything. And corrupt cop stories coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show, you take control, even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the Live Saturday Edition. Christmas weekend, we're actually here in the studio talking to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then do your shopping, whether it be for the holidays or whether it be just because you need stuff. Need to buy stuff, do it at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's like a little portal into the world's largest internet retailer. If you enter using that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. The prices are still the same great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. It's just that if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, they send us a cut. That's as simple as it gets. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone calls here and talk to Ed in Texas. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, man, this is the first time I've seen or rather heard your program.
Shocking, and, isn't it?
Well, the thing about it is Ron Paul rings the bell, and I'm from Lake Jackson.
Ah,
and Texas. Part of the group that's helping him in any way that we can. And,
excellent.
And just to let you know, he is one of the most honest guys, and he's the doctor we need.
Now, he lives in Lake Jackson, Texas, currently, right?
That's correct.
What else is there? Clute. He's from Clute. Is that somewhere near there? How big is this area?
Well, Lake Jackson and Clute are attached, basically, city limits to city limits, and it's right on the outskirts of Dow Chemical.
Gotcha.
So what was your reason for calling tonight?
Well, it's just, when you're working the program down here and watching every program that you can get on TV, and all of a sudden, here I am driving to see a friend out in the middle of the country in central Texas where there's hardly anything. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be looking for a program to listen to. And you guys are talking about Ron Paul. And I just wanted to say thank you. It really means a lot to him. He's a natural.
Oh, okay. I was looking at my call screening list. It said here that, are you listening on the radio right now? Because I wasn't clear on that.
I was, but I can't even pick you up now on the radio. thank God.
Must have been our station in Cameron. Must have been KTAE in Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Okay, cool. I was just curious as to where you were hearing us. So, yeah, we love Ron Paul. I mean, he's as far as politicians go, he's the best there's ever been, I think, in at least recent times. And he's really principled. He really is a nice guy. I have yet to meet him in person, but we did have him on our program. You can listen to our interview of him if you go to freetalklive.com. It's downloadable there. And, I mean, he really does seem like a genuine, honest guy. And the fact is, it's not like those other politicians where you're unsure of where he's going to come out on an issue. He doesn't dodge any questions. He answers them honestly. And you can actually look at his voting record to see that he means what he says. Whereas plenty of Republicans will tell you that for small government, they're lying through their teeth. When Ron Paul says it, he means it, and all you have to do is look at his voting record to prove that he's telling the truth. So I think that he's really a stand-up guy.
20 years ago, too. 20 years ago, he was talking the same thing.
Yep. Well, that's because liberty doesn't change. I mean, the principles of liberty are consistent year after year, whereas these political parties, they change their positions depending on which way they think the wind's blowing.
Yeah, you know, what the telltale thing about the political parties, I think, was when Ilhan Gonzalez was around. The parties couldn't figure out which side they wanted to come down on. The Republicans weren't sure whether they wanted Ilhan to come or to go or stay or whatever, to be with their parents, his family here, family there. But then when the Clinton administration said, well, Ilhan has to go back, well, then Rush Limbaugh, I can't even remember which side they came on. But it was such a nonpartisan issue that when one took a side and the other took the other side. Such nonsense.
Mindless.
Liberty is liberty every single time.
Any other thoughts, Ed?
Well, I thank you guys very much. I can't wait to tell everybody at the meetup group that I had a chance to talk with you. Where are you based out of?
We do the show from lovely Keene, New Hampshire, in the Free State.
I thought I heard New Hampshire, and so it's just great to hear somebody that far away and us way down here on the same page.
Well, here's what I would recommend that you do, Ed. Go to freetalklive.com, or better yet, go to local.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get this show on your local radio station. It's possible. We're on 33 stations nationwide, and we could use a couple more down there in Texas. So,
I'm affiliated with KPFT in Houston. And have some friends down there, which is a public radio, and they do a lot of what you're doing. And so it would be, I'll make sure I get the word to them, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You.
And thank you for the call tonight, Ed. And again, it's freetalklive.com. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I don't think we're on any public radio stations yet.
Yeah, we've got commercials.
We have commercials, but I'd take it if somebody wanted to put me on there. I wouldn't turn them down. That's
sure.
For sure. So, they've got commercials on public radio now.
Yeah, they've
got real spots on public TV. They've got 30-second car spots.
I've seen some, yeah. Well, the public TV and public radio has had to change itself in the last 30 years. It used to be that they got all their money from the government. Well, then one year, I think it was shortly after Carter, during the Carter administration, shortly after Reagan, something like that. They cut the funding got cut, and they realized, holy crap, we don't have enough money to pay everybody. We're going to have to do something. So one day they switched on the old microphones and they said, please, please, please support us. We provide you with content every single day, and please send them and
people did.
Americans said, well, yes, I do love the content I hear on public radio, and I want more of it. So they sent money in, and then they got sponsors from, local businesses, and then probably got into some national businesses.
Wow.
I remember Prudential was into it. And
why don't they cut off the damn government funding completely?
At this point, government funding is a small portion of the money that they, use, but they still take it. And I think absolutely they would be better off if you just cut the strings entirely.
Yep, absolutely.
There's no reason at all that Americans should be forced to pay for one radio station over another. And the idea that the station's public is poppycock, it's managed by somebody and provides content to a certain demographic and, whatever. That's great.
Let them live or die in the marketplace like anyone else. And while we're at it.
And they will. They'll do really well. They get a lot of money from their listeners.
While we're at it, though, let's open up the band as well to other competitors that might not necessarily be able to afford the FCC licenses. Let's abolish the FCC in its entirety and really allow true competition on the radio waves. And now that's a pretty radical proposal. 800-259-9231. Hey, quick ones here from the in the world of policing. We talked earlier about how police brutality cases are on the rise, pretty sharp rise, in fact, up 25%. Now, these are just the cases where victims' civil rights have been violated or the police have used excessive force since 2001. Just as an example of my claim earlier that cops can literally get away with murder, this one from the CBC, a former Winnipeg police officer was given a conditional sentence of 2 years less a day Monday for killing a woman in a car accident on the outskirts of the city in 2005. The sentence will allow Derek Harvey Zenk to remain free in the community. He'll have to abide by some conditions, including remaining at home between 8 and 6, from p.m. to a.m., abstaining from alcohol and drugs and completing a substance abuse treatment program, and performing 180 hours of community service.
Jeez.
You know, he killed a woman.
Was it a DUI kind of situation?
In fact, here's what the story
was. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, before you go on any farther, I'd like to say that I shared a prison cell on two different occasions with two different guys that had 10 years for vehicular homicide. The average person goes to prison for 10 years for killing somebody in a drunk driving wreck.
This guy gets a drug test and 180 hours of community service.
The cop. Mm-hmm. Gets, you know, basically something like strict probation.
The judge in the case said that he struggled with the case, especially with the plea agreement that resulted in the joint recommendation from the defense and the Crown for the two-year conditional sentences. Mr. Zenk said the judge, "Judges don't leave their common sense or their life at the door when they don their robes. We're human beings like everyone else, so let me tell you what many people really believe happened 2.5 years ago, not because I can take it into account, but because it's in the minds of many people and why this case has attracted emotion, passion, and controversy. Simply put, Mr. Zenk, what many people believe is that after work on February 25, 2005, you went out partying and drinking with your friends and police colleagues. You went to a bar until closing time, then returned to the home of one of your friends, where partying continued to the early morning hours. We draw on our own experiences, Mr. Zenk, and for many, our experiences may tell us that you partied and drank the night away, and then, just past 7 a.m., you got in your vehicle and drove home loaded and plowed into the back of Crystal Taman's car, killing her."
Was she probably on her way to work? You know, somebody coming home from a party at 7 o'clock in the morning?
In the end, Wyant acknowledged the court did not hear sufficient evidence to allow him to deviate from the sentencing agreement because, in a deal with prosecutors, the cop pleaded guilty to a single charge of dangerous driving in the instance that caused the death of a 40-year-old mother, who's a mother of three, whose convertible was stopped at a traffic light at the time. He was initially charged with refusing a breathalyzer, impaired driving, causing death, and criminal negligence causing death, but the charges were dropped without explanation when the officer pleaded guilty to dangerous driving.
I have an explanation.
Yeah. Well, the explanation is the police think they're better than all of us, and they act like it, and they can get away with murder. So there's another example. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Didn't mean to leave you on a downer. We'll be back Monday night live all next week. Mark's going to be on vacation, but I'll be here with my wonderful co-hosts. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Disciples